Welcome back to God Invention Radio, presented by Inventor's Digest. And now, here's your host, Brian Free.
Welcome back to segment three of God Invention Radio. Marty Stevens-Huebner from Rebags, R-E-B-A-G-Z.com, is on the show with us tonight. And we're navigating through her experience of coming up with the idea, actually changing careers, coming up with an idea, bringing it through, going to factories and making samples and finding the right place. And now she had these samples, and we were just talking about going to trade shows. So before we get started with that, if you have questions for Marty, you can ask her live on the show when she's on the show right now, 888-327-0061. A lot of people try to call when the shows are archived, Marty, so I have to put that in there. This is the time. If you want to ask Marty a question, you ask her now, 888-327-0061. We'll put you right on the line with her. And you can continue to email brian@gotinvention.com. So, Marty, you had these samples. Did you make up a 1,000 of each piece, or did you just have these samples and kind of gauge the market of what people were looking for when you were at this trade show?
Well, you really do want to gauge the market. I didn't order 1,000 of each, but I did have many standing by so that I could, you know, fill orders immediately. Because I'm sounding like I knew all, you know, I knew everything I had to do when I was doing this. I was flying
You're
by
making
the
it sound easy, by the way.
Oh, I was flying by the seat of my pants, let me tell you. And, well, and I know you've heard this before. You know, with entrepreneurs, people say, would you do it if you really had known what you were getting into? It's like, probably not. I mean, if you really know how much work is going to go into it, you might kind of like back off. But I'm glad I didn't know what I was getting myself into.
It's like a love-hate thing.
Crazy. It's crazy. Well, especially, you know, we're talking about the sales process, but let me, if you don't mind, I'm going to talk briefly about the manufacturing process. I was actually, a while back, I was on a panel of entrepreneurs, and we all made products. And the moderator, Britt McCallion, asked us all what was the best thing about what we did, what was the worst thing. And we all had different answers about what the best part of our job was. Every single one of us, though, when it came to the worst part, was just the whole manufacturing process. No matter where you do it, including here, because my dad used to make dishes, Buffalo China. He ran Buffalo China very successfully for 17 years, and they had a factory in Buffalo. And even there, it's so frustrating because things just, they can't necessarily see what's in your head or something goes wrong with the process. And in our case, sometimes something ships late and it gets delayed and you have a customer waiting for it. And it's so hard to tear your hair out time. And it's amazing what can get in the way of getting things here on time. For example, one time we had a shipment delayed because a typhoon got in the way. And I just thought, well, that was so rude of Mother Nature to get in the way of my shipment. But, you know, that's something people need to be prepared for. The manufacturing process is just naturally rocky. And if you kind of know that going into it, it at least, you don't feel like you're the only one having that problem.
Well, that's what it is. When you start to, obviously, you can't make them yourselves. I know inventors that make the products themselves. Once you start giving away some of the control, that's where you're not exactly 100% in control and you're relying on other people to help you build your business.
Well, and you kind of have to recognize, you really have to step into the other person's shoes. And you have to do a lot of that, I think, as an entrepreneur, not only in terms of who's making your product for you, but also, and I'm sure we're going to talk about the sale, well, we will be talking about the sales process, getting into that buyer's shoes as well and really seeing what their focus is. The focus of the people making your bag, just speaking about my own situation, making my bags is they want to, you know, I want to get top-notch, top-quality bags that my customers will love. What they want to do is they want to get those bags made as quickly as they can so I will pay them and they can ship them out. Well, quality and getting it done quickly don't necessarily go together. So that's why you really have to put not just one person in charge of quality control, but, for example, we actually have three layers. We've got whoever's making it, they have their own quality control, which is a little iffy. Our broker, who's very good with quality control, but then also we do quality control. Everything comes through our warehouse. We look at everything, too, so there's really three layers. So, and also, I mean, if one slips through our fingers, we also absolutely stand by our product. That's very important these days.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jenny from Boston is saying, love your bags. How did you come up with the name?
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you, Jenny. And from Boston, I'm from Buffalo, so we're sort of the same northeastern area. Love that. Love Boston. And thank you for your question. Rebags. You know, it's one of those things where this is 2007 and, you know, the eco, you know, people are starting to get excited about eco fashion. And how do you come up with something that says what you're doing, but in a slightly unusual way? So re having to do with the recycling process, and then I guess it's probably the Z at the end. I just had to be different, but it sometimes evaded my existence because people always spell it wrong. So I'd say it's rebags with the Z at the end. That's
right.
Where it comes from.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. All right. So with the trade show, mm-hmm. you needed to figure out where to even go for a trade show. And that sounds like your first approach to getting out to retail. You had your client base from the jewelry, but you wanted to go to a trade show. How did you find one?
Well, I live, you know, we live and work in Los Angeles. And so they had the California, it was then the California Gift Show. Now it's the LA Gift Show, which sadly has just died. The California Gift Show used to be this wonderful, thriving trade show. And actually, our first trade show, you know, I was ready. One of the things is, you know, when you're first launching and you're very new, you have to be ready for the fact that with your first trade show, you might not get any orders out of it. Like, they might not write orders at the show, so follow-up is very important.
Okay.
So we did $12,000 in orders at our first show, so I was very happy with that. And that told me that we were in very good shape.
That's great.
How do
inventors find where to go for trade shows? What do you do, Marty?
You know, there's a like I said, I'm in Los Angeles, so you network. Don't be shy about asking questions. People like me, we love to tell you what to do. Trust me. So ask people that you run into. Email people. Email someone who's doing something like you and ask them questions.
I love to ask questions.
Yeah, exactly. And me too. And fortunately, people like to answer them too. That
Good.
You know, we're always ready to help other people. We're very lucky out here in Los Angeles, because
Marty. Okay, I think we lost Marty. Hopefully, the studio will get her right back. Actually, speaking of trade shows, there's a great website called TSNN.com, Trade Show News Network. There's a lot of different websites that have all different types of trade shows in there that you can look up by country, by state, by industry. And I always mention TSNN.com for you to look up where to go in a particular industry. So very interesting what Marty's done so far at this point. She's definitely taken a risk in getting started with this business and getting this involved with building up this line of handbags and so forth and all these different accessories. And you go to her website, rebags.com, and you'll see all the different styles that Marty's come up with. So, Marty, I mentioned one particular resource to the inventors, which was TSNN.com, which they can go and they can look and see where trade shows are in particular industries anywhere around the world, actually.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, yeah, sorry about that. Something happened with my phone. And, you know, this is...
That's okay. We were talking about you when you were gone.
Well, you know, and you and I went through this a couple of weeks ago. This is actually a good example of that anything can happen. And you've got to think on your feet, and like you just did, because you just picked up where I left off and kept going. And, of course, a couple of weeks ago we were scheduled to talk, and there was that huge outage, power outage here. And you just go with it. And that's part of being an entrepreneur, an inventor, and what have you. It's try to see, I mean, when something bad happens, just try to see the good you can do with it or what you can do to move out of it.
It's definitely a lesson that you learn, for sure, no matter what it is.
So quickly. So here's the thing. Out in L.A., we're very lucky. We have so many women are starting new businesses, and out here it's not just a network of women entrepreneurs. It's really a movement, and we all love to help each other, and we're happy to help you guys, too, if you need a little help. Just ask us. We're here. We're very helpful, very sweet. I'm teasing there, just so you know. But also, this is when the Internet is your best friend. Start Googling trade shows. If you can, it's great to walk them before you exhibit at them, if you can. I, of course, was doing the rushing thing, so I didn't walk that many first before I did them. But because then you can get a sense of things. And actually, even if you're just walking them, because let's face it, I mean, Brian, you know this, trade shows can get really expensive. I mean, at least in my field, I mean, just the booth rental alone, a 10-foot by 10-foot space, will be $5,000 just for that rent, the space. Then on top of it, you're paying for everything that goes in that space to really dress up your trade show booth. There's airfare, there's hotel, there's meals, and also shipping your product back and forth and all that stuff. So it can be very prohibitive in the beginning if you're kind of bootstrapping it.
Yeah, and it's stressful. You have the whole experience of meeting buyers and so forth coming through. Hopefully you set up some meetings prior to trade shows. But you're right. To start with, it's always great for inventors and people coming up with ideas and wanting to start their own lines to navigate through the different trade shows and walk it and see what it is. Get into the industry and learn and see and make contacts and talk and find Marty. She'll talk to you too.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll talk to just about anybody. That's the way to do it inexpensively, to start meeting people. Talk to anybody you're in line with. This includes the bathroom. Anywhere you're in line, just start chatting with people, because you never know when the person next to you is like the buyer at Macy's.
Right. Did you have appointments set up prior to the trade show?
No, I didn't know what I was doing. So, I didn't have contact. But what you do is you stand on the edge of your booth and you just say hi to everybody. And just enjoy that. Don't get too mercenary about it. Just be friendly with people. People get so intimidated by sales. By the way, I have no patience. Oh, if you're somebody who's going to sit there and say, oh, I just can't do cold calls, I have no patience with you.
Yeah.
You've got to get over your own ego. Trust me, I've got a big one. And I don't like rejection either. And the trick is not to see it as rejection. I talked briefly about getting into those shoes of the people making your bags, and I mentioned about getting into the shoes of the buyer. And we'll talk about that after this break.
Great. We're going to talk about that, and we're also going to talk about how Marty expanded her distribution and where she is today again and where she wants to be, and some final lessons for inventors. So we'll be back with Marty Stevens-Huebner from Rebags on Got Invention Radio on WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk. We'll be back with segment 4 in a moment.
There's nothing small about the challenges of running a small business. That's why CBeyond offers big solutions to help you grow. In fact, more than 50,000 small businesses nationwide count on CBeyond's award-winning communications and IT services, like our local and long-distance, high-speed broadband, mobile, web hosting, data backup and security, plus more than 30 productivity-enhancing applications. To learn more, log on to CBeyond.net. That's the letter C, Beyond.net. Big solutions for growing your small business.
Okay, you admit to yourself that you have a huge credit card problem. However you got there, you've racked up $10,000, $20,000, or more in debt, and it mounts up daily, right? I don't need to tell you what your credit card statements look like, but I'm here to give you some help. All you need to do is make one quick, no-obligation call to the Debt Solutions Network, and one of our partner companies will help you with proven strategies to help you get out of debt. They can reduce your debt, in some cases up to 50%, and help stop the collection calls. If you're buried in credit card debt, call the Debt Solutions Networks now and learn for free how they can help you get out of debt for much less than you owe. Here's the number.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. Learn how you can get out of credit card debt now. Call now for a free debt analysis. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188.
Thank you for listening to WS Radio. If you are not listening on your smartphone, WS Radio and our friends at MentorMate have just made it a lot easier with our new WS Radio 2.0 iPhone, BlackBerry, and Android apps. Just search for WS Radio in the iPhone store, BlackBerry, or Android market. There are all free downloads so you can listen live or on demand to your favorite show. These new apps work on most iPhones and for the newer BlackBerry and Androids. After you check them out and see how well they work, pay a little visit to our preferred app developer, MentorMate. They have been programming mobile applications for over 10 years now and are one of the few companies that handle all three major smartphones. The world is going mobile, and that is where your company should be. To learn more about MentorMate and our new WS Radio 2.0 phone apps, log on to wsradio.com/mobile. That is wsradio.com/mobile.
Save your cash while increasing your sales. Every business knows cash is king. Quit paying out your cash while maintaining all the services you need. At the same time, increase sales with new customers. Sound too good to be true? It's not. WS Radio has done it using traditional business practices. We will even give you $250 in services just to give it a try. Log on to wsradio.com/barter. That's WSRadio.com/barter.